Good morning. Today, I wanted to talk about standing firm in freedom and living by the Spirit, which we're going to look at Galatians 5, 1 to 20 today. So if everyone wanted to turn over to that. I think what I'll do first is I'll read the chapter, and then we'll start going through it bit by bit. So in Galatians 5, it starts with, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened against the yoke of slavery. Mark my words, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourself be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obliged to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been aligned from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. For though the Spirit, for through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision or non-circumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. You are running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion, whoever that may be, will have to pay the penalty. Brothers and sisters, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished. As for those agitators, I wish they would go the whole way and emasculate themselves. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. Do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with one another, so that you are not to do whatever you want, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obviously sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other." Chapter 5 of Galatians is a powerful message where Paul reminds us the key truths of freedom, the freedom that we have in Christ, that we are called to live by the Spirit. In the beginning of chapter 5, Paul says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. This verse sets the tone for everything that follows. Christ has set us free, not so we can go back into bondage, not so we can live however we want, but so that we walk in true freedom, empowered by the Spirit. Paul warns the Galatians not to fall back into legalism, not to try on rely on the works of the law as a source of righteousness. For us today, it may not be a circumcision or the Mosaic law, but also we face pressure and to measure our words by rules or rituals or the approval of others. True freedom is found only in Christ, where we stand firm in that freedom. We are released from slavery, sin, fear, and human performance. If we look around today, the division, the conflict, and the uncertainty grows day by day. It's obvious that people are out there searching for freedom, but often end up deeper in bondage, chasing after wealth, success, or personal desires. Paul reminds us the life of freedom is not by indulging into the flesh, it is by being led by the Spirit. Our calling is to show a different way, marked by unity, love, and peace. Paul contrasts the works of the flesh with the works of with the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the flesh, things like hatred, jealousy, selfish ambition, tear communities apart. I think it's interesting looking at the news nowadays and over social media and throughout different groups and in your workplace, where it's common that people want to divide between each other. Some people feed off of it, and ultimately Satan feeds off the divide of each other. As Christians and as we grow this church, we need to make sure that we are one in the body of Christ, and we do not create a divide between each other or look at each other with legalism. The fruit... But as we go forward, we need to make sure that the fruit of the Spirit builds up in us. So let's take a look at these nine fruits and their original meanings. And you're going to have to give me a little bit of a leeway here, because I'm not Martin. I don't know how to pronounce these things. love, agape, yes. Hey, there's the first one. It's selflessness, unconditional love that seeks the good of all of others without expecting return. That's a difficult one to go through in your day-to-day, like expecting no return in love, but still to unconditionally love each other. Chara, which is joy. Yes. I'll try not to look up at you every single time I say one of these. It's a deep, abiding gladness that isn't depending on circumstances, but rooted in God's presence. Peace is wholeness, harmony, and inner tranquility, a sense of completeness that comes from Christ. Patience, in the Hebrew, is macrothomia, a long suffering, an endurance, an ability to preserve without giving into anger, or even the fruits of the flesh. I think it's also hard to have patience. especially when tested. But we're one of the fruits of the Spirit is patience, and we need to learn how to be patient through our different trials and tribulations. Kindness, which is cherestosis, I think that's right, is tender concern and compassion, goodness and expressed in action. Goodness, which is I'm just going to skip over the Greek for the Hebrew words and just say what the meanings are, is uprightness and a moral excellence that actively seeks to bless each other. Faithfulness, and its original meaning, was loyalty, reliability, steadfastness, both towards God and to others. Gentleness was humility, strength under control, not weakness, but a power guided by love. And self-control, original meaning was spirit-empowered mastery over one's desires and impulses. If we notice, Paul calls these fruit and not fruits, as it's a singular, because these qualities, as we worked to improve them individually, all grow together. So the question is, how do we live this out? First, we should reflect, especially when going through different things. We should sit, pray, and reflect on the fruits that we feel like we need to grow in. Second, we need practice. So we need to lean into our daily habits like prayer, scripture, and meditation, and acts of service. Consider those, the water that goes into the soil. And third, we need to remember that it's not about our self-efforts. The fruit is not manufactured, it grows naturally, and it grows through us watering it, and grows from the vine, who is Christ himself. So in conclusion, Christ has set us free. Let us stand firm in his freedom and not turn back into bondage. Let us walk in the Spirit so that our lives overflow in his fruit. In a dividing world, may our love, joy, peace, and the fruit of the Spirit shine brightly as a testimony and to the transformation of the power of Jesus. So, why don't we pray to finish off? Dear Lord, we thank you for the wonderful Bible, the wonderful opportunity we are given every Sunday, even every day, to go through your words, to gather together, to build a strong connection to our brothers and sisters in Christ, and to avoid this divide that we see growing throughout the world day by day. We pray that we each day are filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit grows these fruits that we need to be a testimony to those who are astray. Lord, we pray that these fruits help us to grow each other around us, and again to be a testimony to others and to draw them closer, and so that they ask, where do you get these the patience, the love, the caring, the self-control, where did these come from? And the only place that we can point to is to you and the Bible. Lord, we thank you that everyone here is seeking you wholeheartedly. Lord, we pray that the world in this divide, we find ways to connect to each other and come on a common ground. We pray for the people out in Nigeria who are being prosecuted and who are being, wiped out for being Christian. We pray for all the wars that are going on, that peace comes upon the leaders so that we are drawn closer to a peaceful time. But Lord, we thank you ultimately for your will in our lives and your will throughout the world. And we pray that your will be done and not ours. In your mighty name we pray, amen.
Yeah.